News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us right now, I have Melanie Cormody. She is the associate editor. I think might be her title. I'm sorry if I get the title wrong for the Gulf Breeze News. Did I get the right title?
Managing editor.
Managing editor. Okay, very good. Big wig at the Gulf Breeze News. She makes the news happen. She's in for Lisa this week. And Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you for having me.
You guys have a good story about the ongoing saga of the paint schemes that FDOT finds so offensive, including the crosswalk green on the raised crosswalks on the loop that even though Sam Abel says they are actually an approved color, they have been the approved color has now been removed. Is that right?
Yes, FDOT can rest easy now. They sent a letter to the city of Gulf Breeze, along with many other municipalities in the state of Florida, regarding a notice to comply with these new requirements requiring all traffic control devices, including pavement surface markings, to be compliant with the FDOT design manual. And there, they said that the city's green markings on their crosswalks were not within compliance. I think the city did beg to differ, but the city being the way they operate, they did go ahead and comply. They had until today was their deadline, September 4th, to remove the paint. So, I drove around yesterday and, the seven crosswalks that, I saw all appeared to be painted over. It cost the city about $7,000, I believe, to get it all done. So,
oof.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not in the grand scheme of things. It's not a lot of money for, but it's still $7,000. $7,000, you know, to undo something that was done right the first time. But the gorilla in statewide government is too dumb to figure it out. So, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
How do they look? I mean, honestly, what do you think?
Fine. It looks like, my personal preference was the green paint because the city's so walkable and it's such a green area that I felt like it added to the aesthetic. But black paint is black paint,
And by the way, there's a green color on the street on Gregory as you get towards going west off the bridge, you go towards I-110. There's, I forget if it's actually the bike lane or if it's a barrier between the bike lane, but it's a very bright green. And I literally took photos and thought, oh, I'm going to be snarky about this. And then I'm like, wait a minute. It's actually a different hue of green, right?
Yes, I noticed that too. And I didn't know if it was a technicality or what. So, I don't know if FDOT could have come back and just told the city, maybe if your hue may have been a little too dark and maybe if you just lightened it up, but no, they just said get rid of it. So they just got rid of it. So I don't know.
All greens are equal, but some greens are more equal than others, I guess. Okay, so fair enough.
I guess.
You also have a story about the briefing that the commanding officer of the 1st Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Field, Colonel Deere, gave to the Board of County Commissioners, right?
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal. Last week, he spoke to the county commissioners. He gave a presentation on the progress and the needs of the base. He said that Hurlburt used to be an auxiliary field from Eglin for many years, but it's no longer that. It's now the third largest base in the Air Force.
I was amazed by that.
He said
two
of the biggest problems it faces, and he's asking the county for help, is traffic issues on Highway 98 and affordable housing for Air Force personnel to be able to live close to the base. He said that current needs for the Air Force base are there's about 7,000 people, personnel, that needs housing. And right now they're looking at about a 20% deficit that they need to find housing for. And the sweet spot is the three-bedroom, two-bathroom home that they're looking for. So good luck to that. Hopefully they can come up with some policy with the county to help facilitate that.
Yeah, reasonably priced small family homes close to the base would be the ideal because, as he pointed out, I thought it was a great point, is, you know, if you provide them housing, it's an hour away, you've made life bad for them, and you've made traffic worse for the whole area because that's an hour's worth of travel per car rather than 15 minutes worth of travel per car. So it compounds the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was another one of his issues was the traffic. And I feel like he was preaching to the choir at that point. But he did say that, you know, the Highway 98 traffic between, you know, the construction and just the nature of the beast of the traffic, that, you know, if there's a wreck, a simple wreck could back up traffic for miles for up to 8 hours. You know, and he said that he would hate to have to call the general who might have ordered them to respond to a mission and said that they had a mission failure because of a traffic jam.
Right.
So,
right.
So the county, they're going to schedule a workshop and see what they can work out and see what they can figure out together. And I think it's just going to benefit everybody.
One more good story in the paper I want to get to in just a second. We're talking to Melanie Cormandy, the managing editor of Gulf Breeze News. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Just an update to that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near 110. They are saying the roadway is now clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. Back to Melanie Cormandy. You also have a story about the red light cameras, which we all know and are well aware of, and maybe love is a bit strong, but we're aware that they're there in Gulf Breeze. They've been renewed again.
Yep, Pensacola. Yeah. And I hear Pensacola has them now, too.
We do.
And they're popping up everywhere. So the city of Gulf Breeze has had them since, I think, about 2010 to 2011. But recently, the state has said that they have to present their annual statistics to the city council and have the governing body vote to renew for the new year. So every year I like to print the statistics of the fiscal year's red light camera findings. I think it's interesting. So for the 2024 year in the city of Gulf Breeze, there are three intersections with red light cameras. There are six red light cameras total, eastbound and westbound. So there have been about, the city collected approximately $1 million in red light camera fees. Now the city does not get to keep that money. They only get about a quarter of that money. About half of that goes to the state of Florida automatically. About a quarter of that goes to the company that they rent the cameras from. And then the rest of it goes to the city, and they use that for administrative costs to operate the cameras. And then the bulk of it goes towards safety. They purchased police cars with it, police in-car cameras with it. And most recently, they've started budget, use part of the red camera budget to go towards purchasing the new fire truck that the city recently voted to purchase. So another really proud of that.
Well, and you know, when you're raking in $250,000 a year, when FDOT comes back and tells us that we've used the wrong hue of black, then they'll be able to paint an appropriate hue of black over the already repainted crosswalks that had the appropriate shade of green before. So, okay, all right. You know, I'm just thinking about the future here. Melanie Cormandy, she is the managing editor at the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, thanks for the time. Thanks for doing the great work of keeping us informed and all the research that goes behind the paper that is just a fantastic local paper. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you. We'll see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 818 on News Radio 92.3. There's nobody wakes up on a day. And, I mean, if you do, it's fine. You know, there's room for all the flowers in God's garden and weird people. It's fine. But if you wake up on a morning and think, you know what I really want to do is I really want to spend money on a new roof. Nobody ever says that, right? But you, as an adult, recognize that you do have to replace a roof. And, you know, there are requirements from insurance that may necessitate this. Depending on the kind of roof you have now, replacing a roof may save you enough money to pay for the roof itself if you do a wind mitigation inspection and reduce your insurance rates. But you want to be safe in a storm. You want your family to not get leaked on. I mean, all the things, right, that come with it. So if you do need to get a new roof, nobody wants to, but if you need it, Quality Roofing Solutions, Brian Ward started the company 19 years ago, and the basic idea was we're just going to be good neighbors. We're going to take care of the community. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. We're going to treat you like people. We're going to answer your phone calls, answer your questions, take photos of everything so you have a digital record of everything we've done. And we're going to support local charities and local sports and local education, like Dave Ramsey stuff. Just kind of doing it all is their approach. And by the way, we'll warranty your roof for the lifetime of the roof. No big deal. But 4.9 rated on Google. That's Unbelievable. 10,000 roofs they've installed in the last 19 years. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Good one.
Oh, that's terrific, Peter.
Good morning, 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be on Capitol Hill today. He's going before a Senate committee examining the president's 2026 health care agenda. Democrats will no doubt be asking about some recent controversial moves like firing the CDC director and vaccine-related decisions. The number of Americans filing unemployment benefits is up. It's an increase of 8,000 from last week and more than analysts were expecting. In Chicago, authorities are preparing for expanded immigration enforcement. Governor J.B. Pritzker, still bracing, says he's heard reports that a surge in immigration enforcement could happen soon and federal agents will be arriving as soon as Friday, and enforcement is said to possibly begin on Saturday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, we were talking earlier about how Medicare is going to do a test program where in six states, a dozen procedures that they view as likely unnecessary, low benefit, but high fraud rates are going to be tasked out to AI, artificial intelligence, to deny on first pass, and that they're actually going to be paying a reward to the AI companies the more they can deny on first pass. It's unbelievable. Of course, the question is how much of Social Security or not Social, how much of Medicare will be run this way in the future. Obviously, they're not doing a test case so that they can limit it at that. They're doing a test case so it can go from 60, six to all 50, and they're going from, presumably a few dozen to as many as they possibly can. It's awful. Somebody texted me and said, next stop, Dr. Skynet will be controlling your medical future. But I get the other side. I mean, I do. I get the other side, which is that there's fraud. There's fraud of all kinds. And, people get payouts for things that they don't really need or they, whatever the scheme is, there's fraud. and you want to cut down on that because keeping fraud down is a way of keeping costs down. Unnecessary procedures, okay, if you prefer that instead of fraud. But I get that too, because sort of the other part of this equation is that people are really, really bad. I mean, a lot of times people are really wicked. I didn't talk about this with Wes Moreno. We had him on earlier, the county administrator for Escambia County. There's a payout that the county's going to pay. This is not the county's fault. This is just where we are. There's a payout on the agenda for today where some guy was at the landfill, the Perdido landfill. And if you've ever been there, you know you can drive in with your stuff. And if you need to go drop off like paint or, old gas or, whatever, there's all kinds of different reasons that people would go into the landfill. Okay. And there's a little like self-service kind of customer area that's got a lot of that stuff in one place. Well, apparently this guy goes in and gets out of his car and he trips and falls and hurts himself. And he sued the county. And we are paying him. This is unbelievable. We're paying $30,000 to settle this claim. Because some highly capable person tripped and fell at a landfill at the self-serve area and sued the county for his medical bills. And we live in a situation where the most prudent thing for the county to do is just pay this nonsense. There's real fraud. Wes said it happens all the time. People get hurt and they claim it's our fault because they don't do smart things all over the place in the county. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. Anyway, I'll come back to this because I have more thoughts on this. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. There's a traffic light out at Pine Forest and Mobile Highway. Remember, that's a four-way stop until they fix it. Also, Highway 90 looking clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And I don't know exactly how we got into this situation, but I do know that the claim has been made for a while that the two most prominent ways people think, the two most popular ways people think they're going to get rich in America these days is they're going to win the lottery or they're going to hurt themselves on a rich person's property. I mean, it's obscene. The lottery one is obscenely stupid from a math perspective. The trip and hurt yourself on a rich person's property is obscenely wicked from a theft perspective. Take some personal responsibility. I mean, it's just, I may be weird, okay? But if my kid gets hurt on your property, okay. Kids get hurt. It doesn't mean somebody needs to get sued. If, I remember when my boys were young, and they're boys, they're monkeys, they climb on everything. We'd go to the store, and they'd be climbing on the grocery cart, because that's what they do. It's what kids do. And, sometimes you'd get scoldy looks, and sometimes you'd get, scoldy people. And, sir, you're going to have to prevent you. Well, why? I'm that kind of person. I'm not dumb. I just like to make a point. Well, why? Well, for safety. I'm like, whose safety? Well, for your son's safety. I said, yeah. I mean, he might fall. And they're like, yeah, that's why you have to stop doing that. I'm like, no, that's how he'll learn not to fall. And, well, sir, it's a store policy. Oh, why? Well, because you might sue us. I promise. I'll sign anything you want me to sign. I will not sue you. Well, sir, we got to have... You don't! But we have a society where people are litigious. And they won't just, when it's justified because there's actual negligence, they just, oh, man, I got hurt, payday coming. And of course, on top of that, you have the deliberate fraud where they cause or fake the injury to look for the pay. But it's insane. That's just theft. That's just stealing. There's actually a commandment about that. It's one of the Big Ten. But this notion that something bad happened to me, therefore somebody else has to pay for it. No, a bad thing happened. Deal with it. Bad things happen all the time. Deal with it. Now, there are cases where the courts, I get it, sure, but somehow there's this, I guess for the otherwise the non-criminal. You know, the it's one thing because there's criminals out there and will take advantage of everybody and do it. But I think a lot of people, otherwise normal people, just have this glitch where they don't think about how evil that is. Whether it's lying on your taxes to steal or lying on your car insurance to get more than you deserve or, you know, lying to get a medical payment from the county when you tripped and fall of your own dumb bleeps incompetence, you know, like, how do we get, and of course, not just how do we get here, but how do we fix that? Because I just, it's the kind of thing, like, I don't tend to be one of these people who despairs. You know me, I'm pretty happy, pretty optimistic all the time. But I hear these stories and I think, it's the end for us. A great country doesn't do this routinely. A great country doesn't endure or tolerate or encourage this habit as a result of the way we handle legal cases. A great country is smarter and more responsible and, you know, self-sufficient than this. But anyway, we're paying them.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. What to do with an invite to Moscow? Ukraine President Zelensky conferring with President Trump by phone. Russian President Putin now claims he never refused peace talks, inviting Zelensky to Moscow while Russia keeps bombing Ukraine. President Trump says,
I have no message to President Putin. He knows where I stand.
But if there's no progress, quote, things will happen. Health Secretary RFK Jr. faces a Senate grilling over his post-COVID shakeup at the CDC, he says, to restore trust. Florida becomes the first state to end its vaccine mandates, including for school kids. Governor DeSantis tells Fox,
we believe in informed consent, and we believe in parental rights. Those have been core principles that we've operated on both during COVID and after COVID.
Jobless claims rise unexpectedly, supporting a possible Fed rate cut in 2 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 71 degrees. We've got sunshine here in Pensacola. Police say they made an arrest for Sunday's shooting on West Gadsden Street. 30-year-old Robert Bruster was identified as the suspect in that case. He's now facing charges of attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and felony criminal mischief. One person was hurt. Their injuries were described as being not life-threatening. Well, Roy Jones Jr. has announced that South Korea's Park Sae-hoon has returned the controversial gold medal from their 1988 Olympic final, where Jones was denied victory despite dominating the match. Jones said Park felt the weight of that medal on his conscience and personally visited him to hand the medal back, acknowledging it rightfully belonged to him. And Jones now plans to pass that silver medal from the match on to Park, marking the long-awaited resolution of that. Governor Ron DeSantis and Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo announcing plans to remove vaccine mandates from Florida schools. The governor says some of those mandates were created by Florida Department of Health officials. Others, our state law.
Anything beyond statute, Joe has the ability to bring back. So that's what he is going to do. The rest would require changes from the legislature.
The governor also announced plans to create a state Make America Healthy Again commission to implement recommendations from Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. House Democrats accusing the governor of trading children's health for media headlines. A Central Florida congressman's being accused of discrediting the House of Representatives. New York Democrat Congresswoman Yvette Clark making that claim yesterday about 7th District Republican Corey Mills. Clark introduced a motion to censure Mills. This is in response to allegations made against him by two women. Mills was never arrested, though, and he does deny those allegations. Clark said she wouldn't stand by and pretend Mills' character was worthy of Congress. Now, Mills has not commented on that situation. We do have an update on that boy that was bit by a shark off of Key Largo. 8-year-old Richard Burrows is his name, and he was bit on the knee by a black tip shark. This happened Monday while he was snorkeling. Officials do say he's in the hospital in the Miami area. His family said he's recovering well after surgery, gaining strength by the day, and they say he's in good spirits. Former House Speaker Paul Renner announcing a campaign for the Republican governor's nomination yesterday. Renner said that he wants to defend the victories of the DeSantis area, but the governor telling reporters that he is not backing that campaign.
I'm not supporting Paul Renner. You know, I think it was an ill-advised decision to enter the race.
And Renner would be competing with Southwest Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, who has President Trump's endorsement and more than $20 million in his campaign account. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today, high near 88 degrees. Just a small 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Going into Friday, beautiful weather continues, high near 90 degrees, 10% chance of rain. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping this nice weather into Saturday's mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain and a high near 90 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 71 and sunny. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell. The Dow is down 46 points at 45,225.18. S&P up 13.75 points, 64.61.54. NASDAQ up 90 points at 21,587.928. 10-year bond rate down at 4.197%. Gold up 21.60, 36.13.90. Silver up 44 cents at 41.26. Looking at crypto, down across the board today. Bitcoin down 1,200 at 110.756. Ethereum's down 70 almost at 43.98.52. Solana's down $2. Dogecoin down 0.3 cents today. And XRP down 2 cents. Well, the number of Americans filing for unemployment is up. The Labor Department says they got 237,000 initial claims for the week ending August 30th. That is up 8,000 from the week prior and about 7,000 claims more than analysts had been expecting. ConocoPhillips laying off a fourth of its global workforce. The Houston oil giant confirming yesterday that they're restructuring. They informed their employees they're reducing their workforce by up to 25%. Their media director says the majority of the layoffs will happen this year. President Trump is hosting high-profile tech CEOs for the first event in the newly renovated Rose Garden today. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and OpenAI founder Sam Altman are all on the invite list for that event. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola expert.
panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the pep talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on East Texas A&M on Saturday, September 6th? Tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app and Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap that app for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question is, it's a chance for you to feel superior to other people. Honestly, it's what it is. It's a chance for you to express your arrogance and contempt for people. So it's right up my alley. It's going to make Meg feel very uncomfortable.
I was just thinking, yay.
here we go, okay? Mm-hmm. Tell me something you're always surprised that other people don't understand. Tell me something that is so easy, simple, and obvious to you that it always baffles you that other people struggle with it. And listen, explanations I'm not looking for. I'm just, you know, something you take for granted, and you know there's this stuff where you're like, really? But you went to school, though. Yeah, you know, like that's kind of your approach. 437-1620. It can be almost anything. It's a pretty wide open question. I'll start just to give you an example of what I'm thinking of here. I am always amazed that people struggle with time zones. Always amazed that there's some kind of a mental glitch where, you know, an hour ahead, an hour behind. Stop talking to me about your science, you know. And, you know, we can have the conversation about whether we should have daylight time and whether we should have time zones and whether we should have Earth time and all that. I'm just saying it's always amazing to me that people don't realize that right now, you know, it's 8:41. Okay, and in LA, it's 6:41. Like, people struggle with that. Now, I grew up flying, so I have an advantage that I would fly back and forth between Mountain and Central, or Eastern, actually, at the time, and then Central. So maybe it's because I had to do it a lot, but I don't know. It's never been hard for me. And for other people, it is. They just can't figure it out. They always get it wrong. So that's my example. 437-1620. I say it's condescending and arrogant. I'm really not trying to judge people. I just think it's funny that certain things are easy for some people to understand and very hard for other people to understand. So, PJ, do you have one that comes to mind? 437-1620, your example.
If you have an appointment or meeting, show up 10, 15 minutes early?
Well, that's more of a protocol, not an understanding. You're just amazed that people are late.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're amazed by me then. I will never.
That was not meant for you, but that's how you internalized it.
I will never.
Right. There you go, PJ.
Never, never be 10 minutes early to your thing. I don't care what it is. There's no circumstance where I'm going to be there 10 minutes early as a norm. So, I don't understand that one.
Yeah, it's just something I try to teach my kids.
And there you go. And in my household, that was certainly never passed on. As my mother would have said, you come by that, honestly. Okay, so Meg, 437-1620. But that's interesting. Okay, that's interesting. Tell me something that you are surprised people don't understand or struggle with.
Well, I'm having an awakening because I never knew how arrogant I was until this moment.
Well, now you know. See? Welcome to the club.
Because I have such a long list.
I'm so excited. Tell me the list. Give me one to start, or one or two if you got two good ones.
So I have light ones and heavy ones.
Which okay,
do you
all right.
Want to go first?
Well, give me the light one first.
Light one first would be, I do understand if you have a driver's license and you took driving classes, why it is impossible for you to put your blinker on.
All right. Well, that's because they're out of blinker fluid. I mean, that's an easy explanation.
Just
There's apparently a big shortage in Pensacola. Sure. Okay.
Okay. And I just had somebody do it to me. And I don't understand. You know when you turn in behind Plantation Road and there's that BJ's right there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the third morning in a row that someone has been in the left lane. I'm in the right lane. The entrance is in the right lane.
Yep.
And they've cut me off.
Yeah.
To get into the entrance with no blinker, and that I have the right of way.
Well, they're so late on screwing up their travel plans that they didn't have time to also signal.
Well, they could look to see if a car's there
Stop.
Before they go in front of me.
You and your unrealistic driving expectations. Okay, what's your serious one?
The serious one, I shake my head every day. I do not understand human cruelty.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
I just don't understand it.
Same. You know, the idea that it thrills you to make somebody else hurt.
I don't understand it. And I'm not being political. I'm saying just in general.
It's not.
When people are cruel to animals who have absolutely no defense. Cruel to children. We see it in headlines all the time. Cruelty to just ordinary people.
Or just mean in a relationship. You know. I'm with you.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
It's baffling.
Don't understand. And especially in our society today that is so God-focused and Christian and so many spiritual people in the world. It's like, why are we not winning?
Yeah.
Why are we not winning?
I'm
why are the
I'm
cruel
with you.
People winning?
437-1620. Let's see. PJ's got traffic on the fives. Your text, the question of the day. Tell me something that you are always surprised that people don't understand or struggle with. It can be big stuff, like Meg said. It can be little stuff, whatever the case may be. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, I knew I would start to get some of these answers, which are within categories. It's like the linguistic ones.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't get the various yours or the theirs.
Oh, that's so irritating.
And trust me, as someone who was raised with fairly good grammar. I won't say impeccable because I know it's not.
You got me going now. Can I also add?
We found Meg's sweet spot. I pushed the button, wound her up. Now go.
Like. The word like. Oh my gosh. It's become
generational.
But I mean, now it's like so, but then like, and then I was
you
like,
just,
you know, like,
just
like,
but you
like,
just like, committed one that other people find irritating. I mean,
like, and you know.
But you said, I mean.
I mean, yeah. Well, I know.
As a glitch, as a habit, as a not even thinking about it.
I get it, but like.
Yeah, it's like totally irritating, man. 437-1620. Somebody says geography. Oh, and that, wow.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, I run into this with my kids. Not geography big, as in they don't know where Iran is, which is also amazing. I get that you don't know where some countries are. It's fine if you don't know where Sierra Leone is. You're never going to need to know that information. But if you don't know where Afghanistan is, you know, we did some stuff there for a while. Okay, it's kind
How
of important.
How about Wyoming?
Yeah, no, fair. Exactly. U.S. geography. Okay. And if you were drilled on the capitals, you know the capitals. Okay, fine. But I'm amazed at compass directions. People don't know north, south, east, west. People don't know take a left at that street name. My own kids have learned to drive with GPS on their own, on their phones, you know?
Of course.
And my 20-year-old, who's now living on his own in South Carolina, and, you know, hey, turn left at Davis and then turn right. And he's like, Dad, just tell me where I need to go. Doesn't know the street names.
No maps anymore.
I grew up on maps. We grew up on maps. Mm-hmm. Maps are everything. You know north, south, east, west. You know street names. You know place relationships. They don't. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people are, you know, there's three kinds of directions. There's ordinals, north, south, east, west. There's right, left at the place. And then there's, you know, turn at the gas station. There's visuals. There's turn at the big sign, turn at the whatever. Let's see. Back to the list here. 437-1620. Tell me things that surprise you that people struggle at that you just take for granted. How to use a drill. The very basics. Push hard. Which way is forward? Which way is backward? What bit do you need? Simple skills. Everyone should know. Sure enough. Somebody says Pluto is a planet. I'm not sure whether you mean it is or it isn't, but sure enough, fair enough. People struggle with that. All of science.
Dark, I love that.
All of astronomy. Why so many people pronounce fentanyl as fentanyl? Well, you know, so be it. Calculating a tip. Oh, that's a whole category.
Ugh.
The math category.
Mm-hmm.
It's
counting change.
Counting change, time relationships, doing percentages, discounts. Yeah, no, math is, for a lot of people, not an easy thing. That the body of water south of us is called the Gulf of America with a smiley face. You're funny. I have a story about that. After the break, I'll tell you. I have a news story about the whole Gulf of America thing. Gulf of Mexico, by the way. Nuclear physics and string theory, of course. It's so easy. it's intuitive and obvious to the most casual observer. Also proper punctuation. I can't understand somebody's, that was John. This person says, I can't understand how people don't know directions. There you go, north, south, east, west. I don't understand how people drive slow in the left-hand lane and on major roads like the interstate. People drive by them looking at them and they're knuckleheads and they don't get it. Yeah, take a hint. If you're getting passed on the right, you're doing something dumb. People struggling with common sense, which is a fairly broad category. How to make change when you make a purchase. Mm-hmm. No, surely, yeah. Let's see. I don't understand. Oh, another one. I don't understand how people can't make change. Thermostats. Okay, tell me more. People seem to think that if they set the thermostat to a lower temperature, it makes the AC blow colder air.
Oh.
Well, you know, it could affect the mixture like in your car. But yeah, no, you're right. It doesn't. It's, yeah, you're not setting the temperature of the blowing air. You're setting the end goal state for the room. Military time. Somebody's baffled that people don't understand military time, which is easy for them. And obviously, if you're in the military, it's very easy. Howard Minon says, I don't understand why people can't put their shopping carts in the buggy corral.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
It's a moral failure. It's because they're, you know, wicked, horrible, terrible, anti-civilized people. But we'll talk about that a different day. I used to think everyone had good long-term memory. My thorough and detailed long-term memory, I used to think everybody had it. No, that's true. Not everybody does.
Mm-mm.
It changes over the course of your life, or can. And, you know, some people are good at certain kinds of memory. This is actually kind of interesting. My wife is a lyrics person, and I'm a sounds person. So I know how the song was performed, and I can replicate the sound of them singing it and have no earthly idea what words they're actually singing. My wife will always know the words. I have no idea how. It's an incredible skill. I wish I had it. I do not have it. The correct and incorrect use of apostrophes. Yeah. And that's not going to get better. How to read paper maps. Yes, that's something that I really can. Let's see. And the Flat Earth Society. Why? Somebody says, on the subject of geography, my wife thought Alaska was by Hawaii. Well, it's right by Hawaii on the maps. That's not even hard to explain. I mean, they've got those weird square barriers in the Pacific Ocean that keep them separate, but they're, you know.
I don't understand. Oh, God.
Somebody says about directionality, turn left where the big oak tree used to be.
That's a good one.
Let's see. There isn't a tarmac at any airport. Not every paved surface at an airport is a runway. Oh, that's funny. Oh, there's no tarmac at any airport. Let's see. Righty tighty, lefty loosey. Oh, that people don't know that. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good basic one. And that's great until you're trying to change like a bike pedal. Or a reverse thread, you know, and that can lead to bad things. Let's see. People don't understand that when you're driving, you should drive. Oh, good. Yeah. How to stop at a red light. I'm looking at you, 9th and Bayou. Not the only place. People who can't read a regular clock, as in an arms clock, you know, with a hand, a minute and an hour hand. Yeah, and again, that's not going to get better. They can only read a digital clock, counting back change, performing correct order of operations without a calculator, and knowing that some calculators don't do it correctly, as in parentheses, multiplication, subtraction, that all that stuff. Yeah, oh, there's a whole category of the math and a whole category of the language and grammar and, you know, all of that. What was the other one? I had one on my list that always surprised me. I wanted to make sure I mentioned. Oh, kilometers to miles.
That is kind of hard.
See, I think it's very easy. I don't like the kilometer system, but it's 3/5. A kilometer is 3/5. Well, does that mean there's more kilometers in the same amount of miles? Yes, because they're smaller. But, you know, it's a math one. And if you don't know the math stuff, you don't know. Cups to ounces, tablespoons to teaspoons. Of course, I do a lot of cooking. And I'm going to leave you on this one because this is the branches of government. Basic American
civics
knowledge, civics, right? And I'm not talking about knowing what the Fourth Amendment says, which I do expect you to know, and I know many people do not. But just knowing the very bare bones minimum of the three branches of government, people don't. And you know what? They manage to lead usually successful, profitable lives.
They vote.
They may make 4 times as much money as I make, and there it is. You know, that's just the truth of it. Somebody says driving a manual transmission. Fair. Yeah, fair. That's and it's fun, too. All right, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, snarky. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you are speaking of manual transmission, oh, look at what they did with this gift. Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used vehicles, and whether you want a manual whether you want an automatic, whether you want a both, because they do make kind of both crossovers. Anyway, Frontier has a great selection of good quality used cars. And one of the things they can help you with is they can help tell you what people are liking or not liking. And you might think that's a weird one, but I say go to them not as an adversary. We tend to think of the car seller as the adversary. They're not the enemy. They're there to help you solve a problem, and they're really good at helping you solve the problem. So go and ask them, you know, what people like, what they don't like, what they're complaining about, what they complain about 6 months after they acquire the car, because sometimes you don't realize it right away. Okay, they can tell you all that stuff. They're experts. They sell, you know, lots of cars, hundreds of cars every month, and they can tell you what people like and don't like. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ole, arriba, epa, epa, arriba, andale.
Oh, I did get some more final entries into the category of things you're amazed that other people don't understand. I'll get to that in a second. We got PJ with traffic on the fives.
9 miles accident-free, 3 mile bridge not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
One person, Greg, says common courtesy, thank you and please. Somebody else says when people say illegal, mispronunciation. There's so many, we can talk about that. One person, Tim, says when people don't pronounce the T's.
Yes.
This is a common thing these days when
yes.
I'm trying to think of even a good example of that. That's not even a good one. I'll think of one. Nothing comes to mind. But T is in the middle of a word that people don't pronounce the T and just skip over the T pronunciation. I know. And then somebody else says, by the way, if you're frustrated that people don't know the three branches of government, we have at least one senator who doesn't. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about that. Oh, what was the thing that I told you I was going to tell you? Oh, FDOT. Speaking of amazing things, we now have FDOT is removing signs in Longboat Key because in Longboat Key they have signs that say Gulf of Mexico Drive. And it's Gulf of...
Doesn't our government have more serious things to be concerned with than this?
Oh, you would think. But also, it can be Gulf of Mexico Drive, even if it's Gulf of America on official documents. There's no mandate that the street can't be a previous name.
Correct.
You could designate it in honor of the aforementioned.
We have Ponce de Leon Avenue.
Yeah, there's
still not around.
There's no reason that the thing can't be named for what it used to be called.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, they apparently FDOT really must not have enough to do. If we're painting appropriately colored green crosswalks black, we're forcing people to remove their street murals, and now we're actually taking down they took the sign down in Longboat Key. They took down the sign that said Gulf of Gulf of Mexico Drive,
it's
which
the
is amazing.
People that mandate to FDOT that had nothing better to do.
Well, that's its own issue. Oh, here we got some suggestions. When people say mountain.
That's the one. Oh, I hate.
Or, you know, I was driving on Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean Creighton? Do you mean mountain? Do you mean the words that have a T in the middle, though, right? It's this is largely generational. This is largely young, under 25, under 30, often women, often girls have adopted this particular.
It's a California sound.
I was just putting on my button fly jeans. Oh, I just there's a lot of things you can do to make it sound like you are not particularly sharp. And I know a lot of really sharp people who mispronounce their words this way. Let me tell you that for the rest of us, it makes... I'm telling you this in love. Okay, I'm telling you this in love. If it makes you sound like an imbecile. You might be very smart, but it makes you sound like an imbecile.
It diminishes your sharpness.
Be aware.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.